question was raised, being that we said that we're not looking to stress the Ten Commandments, why is it that on the Aron HaKodesh we find very often that there's an embroidery of the Ten Commandments? So, I don't have a source, but I have other sources which I think add up to this. When we take out the Sefer Torah, it says in Halacha that you're taking out the Sefer Torah, reading it on the Bima, it's as though you're doing a reenactment of the receipt of the Torah. Standing and reading by the Bima is as though the Torah is being given at Sinai again. And we do certain things to illustrate that, with the way the Gabbaim stand and the way the one who reads the Torah stands, meaning the one who's reading the Torah is supposed to be reenacting what happened at Sinai. Now, if we say that at Sinai the Torah was given, and it's God's word to us, it's God's contract with us, God's connection to us. Well, the Midrash says that the Luchos were something that went from spirituality to the physical world. It's something that comes down from heaven. So it went from a spiritual world to the physical world. So Rav Mutzafi quoted a Midrash. I don't know where it is. It's some Zohar Midrash or something. One of the secret Kabbalistic Midrashim that say that when the Luchos formed, so they formed like drops coming out of a spigot. And just like when you see a drop forming out of the spigot, so on the top it's round, right? A drop takes that round form. So too the Luchos came out and formed like cubes on the bottom, but towards the top they rounded out because they were coming from as though the spiritual world was suddenly taking form, like coming out of the spigot. You have this idea that now it's becoming physical, it's entering the physical world. And that's why they're round on top, even though technically many Jewish sources don't mention that they're round on top. This is one source that indicates that they're round on top. Meaning many people think that it's a Christian concept that they're round on top. But Rav Mutzafi claimed that this is the Jewish source from way back when, that the Luchos are round on top. Now, if the Ark is representing the Torah coming down that we're then going to read, and the idea of the Luchos represents that spirituality took physical form when we were given the Torah, so then it sort of makes sense. But again, this is my own Chiddush. This idea of the embroidery connecting to the idea of reading of the Torah, etc., that's my idea. I don't know of a source for that. I could also say that there's a concept that the Chasam Sofer points out, that a shul is supposed to replicate the temple. We find in the Prophet and in the Talmud, Vayihilem Mikdash Me'at, that God says, I will be a miniature temple for them out in Babylon. And that's a reference to the synagogues, to the shuls. So then if everything here is representing, the Bima is like the altar, so then the Holy of Holies is like the Ark. And what was in the Holy of Holies, the tablets. So I'm saying that might be another angle. But all of this is Netanel Frankenthal guessing. I'm taking the sources and I'm taking it one step further. So I'm telling you what I have sources for. But the bottom line, to say that that's why we have the Luchos, that's guesswork.